to the Mind Your Hormones podcast. My name's Corinne, and I'm a board-certified holistic nutritionist who went from no period from mismanaged PCOS to a regular one. Now I'm obsessed with helping you get hormonally balanced and emotionally aligned. This podcast is all about education, empowerment, real talk, and simple strategies you could start today to find inner peace and overall well-being. I am so excited to be here with you to chat about all things health, hormones, and mindset. Are you ready? Let's get it. Okay, I cannot wait to have this conversation with you because I truly did not actually know that this was a thing, that like people were curious about this, that people were doing this. So what we're talking about is it true that you should hold your legs up for 15 minutes after sex to get pregnant? So let me give you some context with this. So I recently ran a free masterclass, the Trying to Conceive Masterclass, 5 things to help you immediately shift if you want to get pregnant in 2024 or whenever you're listening to this, which you could catch the replay of that. I'll put the link in the show notes. It was so good. I'm actually going to be hosting it again for completely free because afterwards I was reflecting. I'm like, oh, I wanted to add this in, just like, and the teacher in me, I made slides because I know people are visual learners and I wasn't able to share them. So I'm like, oh, I need to do that again. So I am going to be hosting it again live at the end of this month. If you're listening in real time in January of 2024, even if you're not, you could always catch the replay. So just sign up for the link below. If you are trying to conceive and you want to know 5 things I would immediately change if you want to get pregnant, it was so good. And it's going to be even better this time around. But anyway, I was on this free masterclass and somebody asked this question, like literally word for it, is it true that you should hold your legs up for 15 minutes after sex to get pregnant? And Becky, if you're listening to this, I love you so much. She was in the Mind Your Hormones Method years ago. She joined. She's just so incredible. And so that's what made me start talking about this. And so many people resonated with it on Instagram. One of my friends who's actually trying to conceive messaged me and she was like, oh my God, I literally set a timer for 20 minutes after we have sex with my legs up the wall. I'm like, wait, I did not know this was a thing. So if you are doing this or you have done this, please message me because I need to know. That's what we're going to be talking about. And really honestly, what it made me think of was if you are a Friends lover, like I am, the show Friends, which RIP Matthew Perry, so sad. Anyway, it reminds me of Phoebe from Friends when she was lying upside down on the couch in Rachel and Monica's house apartment after her embryo implantation. If you know what I'm talking about. She's playing the guitar. I'm not going to sing the song for you, but you know what I'm talking about if you have seen this episode. So it's immediately what made me think of this. And then before actually we get into this, because I want to see if this is something that you're interested in, Becky also on this free masterclass, when we were going through it, there were a lot of other people on live and she was like, oh my God, it's so nice to be around other people who are also trying to conceive and like in this same place mindset wise. And, you know, maybe you've been trying for 4 months or 5, 6, 7, 18 months, whatever it is. She was like, it's so nice to be around these people. And that really stuck out to me. And I'm like, wait a second, like, why am I not creating a group of women who are trying to conceive? Like, so many of the community in the Mind Your Hormones podcast on Instagram, so many of you are trying to conceive. So many of you have been trying to conceive for months or years and you don't have friends around you who are in the same place that you are. I'm like, why am I not creating a group around this? So I am going to be doing that. I have this idea and I want to know if this is something that you would be interested in. So if you are someone who's been trying to conceive for 4 months or more, and you do obviously want my support in the strategic way, the mindset shifts, all of that to actually like help you get pregnant. But you also do want to be in an intimate group of people who are doing it with you, like who also have been trying for multiple months, who also are feeling like, oh my God, like I feel so defeated. I feel so like guilty for being like annoyed that I'm not pregnant yet. Or, you know, you're just like month after month, it's hard to stay positive about it. And it would be helpful for you to have other people around you who are experiencing that. Please DM me on Instagram at Corinne Angelica. If you don't have Instagram, email me at hello@CorinneAngelicaWellness.com because I really want to know if this is something that you would actually be interested in because I have like such cool ideas of what I would do with it, but I just wanted to get your feedback first. So just message me if this is something that you're like, wait, Corinne, I really want this. Give me more details. Okay, so now let's get into this. The question, is it true that you should hold your legs up for 15 minutes after sex to get pregnant? I love this question so much because it really like perfectly shows just how much like we're willing to do to become moms, right? Like, and how much we'll search for answers every which way when we haven't been getting the result that we want for however long, 4 months, 4 years, whatever amount of time it is for you. Most of the women, like I was telling you about, who like work with me or come to me or are part of this community, have been trying to conceive from somewhere between 4 months to 2 years. That's like, I know it's a big gap, but there's so many people like within there. But to answer this question, no. The answer is no. You do not need to hold your legs up for 15 minutes after sex to get pregnant. I'm going to give you a very real example of this. Okay. Now, my mom or my mother-in-law, if you're listening to this episode, please stop listening now. Okay. Okay, I need to pause this episode really quick. And I know I sound like a broken record if you listen to this podcast a lot, because I talk about this brand all the time, but it's because I love it so much and I know how much it's going to change the game for you. And I also want to point out a difference between two of their products that I got a question about that I actually might do a whole episode on. But the product that I'm talking about is the company that I'm talking about is Needed. So if you are trying to conceive, which I'm assuming you are if you're listening to this podcast episode, or you're hoping to conceive starting the process soon, this company is like I'm obsessed with it. They are doing the thing right. Like there are so many shit brands out there when it comes to prenatals that are absolutely ridiculous. That like literally should be illegal that they are promoting that this helps support pregnancy. Needed is doing shit right. Okay. You know, I'm a stickler for what I put into my body. And I'm obsessed with their prenatal, their omega, every single supplement they have is freaking amazing. But what I want to talk to you about is the difference between their prenatal essentials and their prenatal capsules, multi-capsules. Okay. So there are two different kinds. One of them is 3 capsules a day. One of them is 8 capsules a day. The one that I recommend is the 8 capsules a day, the prenatal multi capsules. The prenatal essentials is great for you if you are like, I've never taken supplements. This is my first time taking supplements. Or you are in your first trimester and you're super nauseous and you can't get down 8 capsules. This is the one that's for you, the essentials one. But I eventually want you to graduate to the multi capsules, which is the 8. Okay. Because that is what has the abundant amount of nutrients that you need. The essentials is just exactly what it's called, the essentials. It's still awesome, but it's not every single thing. It's really just for you if you're just easing your way into supplementation and your body might be like, whoa, we have way too much if you start with the 8 capsules. Or again, if you're really nauseous in your first trimester, that's what the essentials is for. Otherwise, I want you to be taking the prenatal multi capsules. Okay. They also have a powder too. You could do a scoop in the morning, a scoop in the afternoon. I think it's 2 scoops a day. Read the back. It might just be 1 scoop, but I'm pretty sure it's 2. But anyway, go check the back. I'm personally a capsule person. It's just easier for me. I don't always have something where I could put the powder in it. You could actually just put it in water. It actually tastes fine, but I personally just do the capsules. But if you're like, holy shit, Corinne, 4 capsules in the morning, 4 capsules in the afternoon, plus the omega I'm taking in, the probiotic and the vitamin D, the vitamin C, like all of it is too much, then do the powder. But I do eventually want you to be doing the prenatal multi capsules. Okay. And the essentials is just the essentials for if you are just starting out or if you are nauseous in your first trimester. Okay. So go check them. If you're like, wait, Corinne, I've never even heard of this company. OMG. You need to go check them out. They have nutrients that are actually bioavailable, meaning your body can absorb them. They have an abundant amount, meaning it's not only going to support baby to thrive, not just to survive, but it's also supporting you, your energy, your blood sugar, your hair growth, like every single thing that we need. It's so freaking important. And especially postpartum too. Like I'm still taking these. I ran out for 2 days because I have them on subscription. I misjudged how many I had left. And I was like, oh my God, I'm feeling fatigued in the afternoon when I don't have these. It's amazing what it does for energy. Okay. So go check them out. ThisIsNeeded.com. They also rebranded. Oh my God. I'm just obsessed with them. ThisIsNeeded.com. You could use code Corinne, CORINNE at checkout for a discount. If you have any questions about their supplements, please let me know because you need to get on them. You are going to be, not only are you going to feel the difference, but like it's so helpful for your fertility, pregnancy, breastfeeding, all of it. It's a must. ThisIsNeeded.com. Code Corinne, CORINNE at checkout. When me and Chris got pregnant with Madison, who at the time of this recording is almost 7 months, she's 6.5 months, a little more than that, old right now, I was on top. Okay. No legs up the wall required. Okay. And honestly, it was the first time that we like tried, and we actually successfully got pregnant. And I know that could be super, super triggering for some people, but to hear that I got pregnant on the first try, but I share this with you because I want you to know it's possible. I have PCOS. I went a decade without ovulating. Only 3 times a year I would ovulate. And then I went a full 2 years without ovulating. I had migraines. I had IBS. I had all these things. And then I regulated my cycle for 4 years. Once I learned how to actually heal the root cause of my imbalances, which is what the Mind Your Hormones method was born, and I thrive with PCOS. And like literally this is how I created this method because of the issues that I dealt with. And then from that, I had a regular cycle for 4.5 years and then got pregnant on the first try. And I tell you this because it wasn't supposed to be easy for me. So I just want to show you what's possible. But anyway, I was on top. Okay. We got pregnant on the first try. And I specifically remember thinking this. I was like, oh my God. Like after we had sex, I was like, most of it fell out. Like most of it falls out. Like when you get up, most of it falls out, even honestly, if you're not on top, but like, that's just what happens. And that was the first time that I've ever had anybody do that because I've never tried to get pregnant before that. And we were always super careful before that. So, I was like, oh my God, like, I wonder if it will take, like, I remember literally thinking, like, I wonder if it's going to take because so many of it fell out. Well, it took. Okay. It took. Hello, here is Madison. But I really like, I wanted to bring this conversation to you because I want not only to also talk about, like, I had those feelings. I was like, wait a second, is it going to take? And it did take. So like sometimes because you have been trying for so long that you can really like grasp on to anything to just be like, okay, wait, maybe this is the reason why. Maybe if I just, if we do it in a specific position, if I hold my legs up for X amount of time, if we do it at this, if we just do it every single day after I get my period through ovulation, that'll increase our chances. If I'm taking all these LH strips, if I'm eating organ meats, like you hold on to all these little nitty gritty things because it's tangible and because it feels so defeating and because you're like, oh my God, like nothing I'm doing is working. So I'm going to at least try these things. Like it makes sense. And I get that, right? Like I get that, but what I want you to know is that if you are trying to conceive, you don't need to be putting your legs at the wall and you could be on top if you want. Like, and you don't have to waste time after. Okay. So like, just let that go. Of course also like while you're making tangible changes to your diet, while you're adding in supplementation, while you're making the lifestyle changes, please borrow the belief from me that it is possible for you to have your baby, right? Of course, I'm not God. I can't say like 100% you're definitely going to do it. Like, I don't know you specifically. I don't know exactly what you're doing in your nutrition. I don't know exactly what's going on with you. But what I do know is that your baby's soul already exists and is meant to be yours. You are the mother that they chose, that they will choose, that is perfect for them. They're simply just not ready yet to come into this world. Okay. I actually just recently did an episode on here where I really like poured that belief into you. So if you are someone who is struggling with the belief of like, if this actually is possible because you've been getting such negative tests for so long and you're like, I just don't even know what's going on. Obviously, first of all, message me about this group that I'm going to put together because obviously I know I can help you. Well, I don't know you specifically, so message me and we can talk and see if I can, but I've helped so many women in this situation. But also go listen to that episode. I'm going to put it below. I've got messages from some of you of like, oh my God, this episode brought tears to my eyes. Like it's exactly what I needed to hear. So I really want you to listen to that. And I also want you to come to this free masterclass because one of the 5 steps that we talk about is really this belief piece. And what I've realized from running that free masterclass is just how much you all need that because, and it makes so much sense. Like it's so easy to not be able to believe in something that we aren't seeing, that we're getting knocked down month after month, after a month, after a month. And while I don't have that personal experience, I literally never thought it was possible for me to have a regular period, to get pregnant on the first time. Like literally every time my period came, even throughout the 4 years, it was coming regularly. I was amazed. I was like, holy shit, look at my body fucking go. I literally did not think it was possible for me. So let me and all of my clients be proof of possibility for you. And I hope this episode also brought a little humor to you that like, if you are that person who is setting a timer for 15 minutes or 20 minutes and holding your legs up on the wall after, first of all, I love you because I love how dedicated you are to wanting to have your baby. But I also want you to be focusing on the things that actually matter, that actually matter. And this doesn't, right? Like it just doesn't. Does that mean that like some people do that and get pregnant? Yeah, of course. Right. But like, again, let my example of me being on top be proof to you that you don't need that to happen. Okay. So if you're like stressing yourself out, you are like, oh my God, I don't want to be doing this anymore. You don't have to do it. Okay. So if this hit home with you, please message me. Let me know if you are interested in that group. I would love to know who's actually interested in it so I can like curate something and start talking about it more and really get these ideas out there, because I have so many good ideas about it. I can't wait. And like I said, I don't have that personal experience of trying month after month after month, but so many of you do. And I want you all to be together because it's just going to help lift you up and have me be there with you to be like, girl, let's go. Like, I believe in you. I know this is possible. We're going to do the strategic things, but we're also going to shift your mindset, which is the hardest piece of all. So message me about that. Sign up for the free masterclass. I'm also going to put the episode in there that I did last week of like really pouring belief into you. If you are trying to conceive and it's been a while, and I know it's going to support you so much. So I hope this episode resonated with you. Please share this with someone who is trying to conceive so that we could support them and hopefully bring a smile to them. Thinking about Phoebe hanging upside down on her couch, singing her song. Oh, what was it? I can't think of it right now. Are you in there, little fetus? In 9 months, will you come greet us? I will buy you some Adidas. Episode in your friend's attic like I am, please come message me. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Share this with someone. All the links that I just talked about will be in the show notes, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for being here. If you loved this episode and learned something valuable, please share it with a friend who you think would also love it, or post it on social media and tag me so I could personally say thank you for helping me spread this important message. I am beyond grateful to be here with you. So until next time, stay intentional, stay consistent, and always mind your hormones.